This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miles, what month are we celebrating right now?
I mean, technically it's March. I mean, what?
You're correct. It is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. So let's talk about your colon.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 fascinating facts about your colon. What a wondrous organ. I decided to treat myself on my 50th birthday and got a slice of triple chocolate cake. The next morning during my pre-dawn evacuation, the last layer of mud to be pushed had a dark, almost black tint to it. Slightly concerned, I waited till the next morning when the entire load was dark. So I looked it up. Blood in my stool. Gasp. Day 3, back to normal. I forgot about the triple chocolate cake. Turns out, I don't have an ulcer, internal bleeding, or a ruptured esophagus. Maybe next time.
I'll tell you what, the red wine will do it too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you're like, what in the,
oh yeah.
I normally don't drink
that. Yeah. Fun facts about your colon. Healthy stools are not always brown, they say. There's no need to panic if you see some variation in the color of your stools. Various factors affect stool color. Healthy stools typically fall into brown range, but can be yellow or orange as well. There was one year that we were on a family vacation, like the whole big extended family, we were out there. My aunt came in terrified because my younger cousin, we were kids at the time, for whatever reason, he was at the age where you needed your parent to come in when you were done using the bathroom.
Right, make sure you wipe your ass.
Right, and she took a gander and she saw a bunch of red in his stool. He had gotten into the red vines that we had there on the boat. It just helped himself. Just like, oh my God, it looks like blood. Meals can trigger a bowel movement.
Sure they can, because your body's starting to move again.
One of your body's reflexes is the gastrocolic reflex. When you eat something, this reflex kicks in and starts the process of movement throughout your entire digestive tract.
All right.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's like a dam. Absolutely. When the water comes in, the water goes out.
Right.
It's a dam.
And there's something a little bit later on down this list that kind of explains why that happens there. The colon absorbs 1 quart of water a day.
A day?
A quart a day.
All right, colon, you do you.
It's the colon's job to complete the process of digestion. Its main purpose is to absorb the water and electrolytes from the material passed from the small intestine. This material is then formed into a stool that can be passed during the process of bowel movement. So when you think about it, things kind of get melted down in your stomach. Mm-hmm. They go into your small intestine. Nutrients get absorbed. They go into your large intestine. It sucks all the water out, and that's how you get that good Mr. Hanky there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, colon. Working for me.
This is what I was talking about here. Your colon is never empty. Again, these are fun facts about your colon. Many people believe they have emptied out their colons after multiple episodes of movements.
Multiple episodes.
Or that they can keep their colons empty by avoiding food. However, since stool is made up in large part of bacteria, fecal matter is continuously being formed. It's made up of bacteria, liquid, undigested food, dietary fiber, fat, minerals, and protein.
That's why that jug before your colonoscopy is such a just a different world.
I'm sure.
Because that does evacuate.
I've got nothing left, man.
You feel like you've raisined yourself.
Right.
I have nothing left.
God. So if you're sitting at home, if you're walking down the street, if you're sitting in traffic, just know everybody else that you see, they have a little bit of stool inside of them.
Hey, roll down your window and let them know.
That's right.
Hey, man, hey, you don't know me. You got poop in your gut, bro.
You got poop in your guts, man. 100 trillion microbes live in your colon.
100 trillion?
They're host to tens of trillions of microorganisms known as microbiota or gut flora. The majority of these organisms are bacteria.
Hmm.
Just breaking stuff down.
Don't they make up a ridiculous amount of your body weight as well?
Maybe.
I mean, like, just more than you think they should. So you get on the scale and it's like, look, there's so much weight you can lose, and then a lot of it, it's the bacteria living inside
right.
you.
Hanging out in there.
Right.
Or testicles.
Bowel movement frequency varies. I don't know how this is something new, but here you go. Some people consider one bowel movement per day to be normal, but research does not support this. The frequency of bowel movements varies widely among individuals and varies widely for any single individual. The average number of times a person poops per day, reported across 39 different studies, works out to 1.1 times per day, but twice per day is within a normal range.
All right.
That's why we always say if you do it three times, you get to go home.
Three times at work, go home, man.
Yeah. I had a big old salad last night, and that came back to haunt me earlier this morning. I was pretty sure I was going to be feeling that a little bit more today, but it's done.
You can't say it came back to haunt you. You when you eat a big old salad, it's the equivalent of building a house on a gravesite.
Yeah.
Like, you know the poltergeist is going to invade there, man.
I thought the haunting would last a little bit longer than it did.
Yeah, right.
All of a sudden, I walk the dog, it's like, ooh. And then I go in there and just, I'm done. Colon transit time is 12 to 48 hours. Many people believe that the food that they eat comes out in their next bowel movement, but it actually takes a long time for food to make its way through the entire length of your digestive system.
Yeah.
This length of time is known as the transit time and can be measured with a colonic transit time test. They vary depending on the person. Factors do affect the transit time, including race, sex, typical diet, and the amount of physical activity.
If you've been to the bodies exhibit and you've seen the intestines, you realize you cannot believe you have that much stuff in your body.
Inside,
no kidding,
yeah.
Dude.
I mean, I was blown away. I was like, wow, no wonder. I mean, it's 7 to 8 feet, man.
Right.
It's a ton of crap. I mean, it's a ton.
Yes, it is.
To me, it's like a dude that packs a suitcase.
Shoot. It's crapshoot.
Yes.
Everything will fit here.
Right.
Do not tell me we need another body to fit this. I will make everything fit in here. One body, minimize the impact.
That's how you know God's a dude. He just
that's
threw everything
saying.
In
yeah, there. Otherwise, every human being would be four people.
That's right.
Well, I don't know what intestines I want to have. I don't know which colon I want the poop to go to.
I need yours for shoes.
Yeah, so basically the human body's a carry-on, brother.
Adults poop about 128 grams every day.
Mm.
The weight of poop varies from person to person. However, adults generally excrete an estimated 128 grams or a quarter pound of poop every day. So if you're like me, quit lying to yourself by when you weigh yourself saying, yeah, I probably got about like 2-3 pounds of poop in there. No, you don't. No, you don't, buddy. You got less than a half a pound. But then this is the number one fun fact about your colon. How long is it? Miles, you were at the bodies exhibit. How long is it?
I would assume 8 to 12 feet.
8 to 12. Steve, how long is your... I mean your colon.
Oh, colon.
Just the colon.
Your colon?
Just the big one.
6 feet, maybe?
I'll say 5 inches.
5 feet.
Your colon is 5 feet.
Your colon is 5 feet. Your large intestine stretches from the end of your small intestine to your anus. In order, these are the parts of the large intestine. I'm not going to go through all those. The large intestine is about 5 feet long and forms an inverted U shape around your abdomen. Your colon is 3 inches wide at its widest point. The cecum? I hope I'm saying that right, doctors. It's just under an inch wide at its narrowest point. The sigmoid colon.
Okay.
So there you go. Fun facts about your bungus.
That was fun.
It was. Good time.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.